We're back here on the PM Sports page on AM and FM KCII. When you think about statistics in the sport of volleyball, the one that always jumps off the page to you is kills, because those are what score the points, but you can't get the kills without the assists. And as a result, setters are a big part of the volleyball game, especially for the Winfield Mount Union volleyball team. Setter Kayla Edwards has been lighting it up of late, averaging just over 25 sets per game over the team's last three games, including 26 in Tuesday night's contest against Sigourney to vault them to the second round of the playoffs. As a result, she is this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for volleyball. She joins me now. This interview is presented to you by Hagee Insurance. Thanks for coming on, Kayla.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start off these Athlete of the Week interviews by just kind of getting to know you a little better. So you're a sophomore in school this year, right?
Yep.
Obviously a volleyball player. Any other sports that you play?
Yes, I also play basketball and run track.
So between those three, which would you say is your favorite and why?
I'd say volleyball, just because it's a team effort, and I mean, everyone depends on everyone, and if one person's down, you have to help each other, and it's just fun with the team.
Sure. Any other clubs or activities that you're involved with at school besides your athletics?
I'm also involved in youth leadership.
Cool. What does that entail?
Well, it's just a group of kids who helps with like the younger children and with like schoolwork or just being good role models.
So like a mentoring program then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I did one of those in high school. So those are really cool things. So Kayla, you are this week's Athlete of the Week for volleyball for your performance in the last few games. I'm going to throw it way back to the Loaiza Muscatine game a couple of weeks ago. 33 assists for you in that one. And then against Meepo, 17. And then last night was a big game for you, too. In the playoffs, you came up pretty big, 26 assists for you. So obviously, you've kind of taken over that setter role. How has it been kind of being able to help your teammates out all season long?
Well, it's always great to be able to help everyone. I mean, I wouldn't be able to get the sets up without the back row playing defense and getting the passes. So it's just a team effort, really.
So talking a little bit about last night, it was a playoff game, first round. You hosted Sigourney. What was the atmosphere like for you specifically?
Well, I was just really trying to keep my role up for the team and make sure I played my part and able to support for everyone and do my job. So, yeah.
So they kept it pretty close with you guys in the first and third set. What was kind of going through your head when the scores were a little tighter?
I just tried to make sure to stay calm and support my teammates if something didn't go our way, to keep everyone's energy up and just keep going, keep trying.
Sure. So with that win last night, you guys move on to the next round. What was the mood of the whole team? Obviously, probably a lot of excitement and happiness at the end of that one, but what are you guys doing to look forward to Iowa Mennonite next week?
Well, we are definitely very excited, but we take it step by step and go hard in practices and try our best to keep going and, yeah.
So, what to you has been the best part of this season? Kind of been some up and downs for you guys, but ultimately pretty successful, especially going into the next round.
Yeah, well, some of my favorite parts are just getting good wins in seasons, like in previous games, and really coming together as a team, because we're definitely a young group this year, so being able to accomplish this much is pretty great and fun.
So, Kayla, at our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, movement is your medicine. So, with that in mind, it's obviously important for athletes to stay healthy all the time. How do you use movement in day-to-day life to kind of stay healthy and stay active?
Well, PE in school really helps with that, just getting exercise and making sure you're in shape for your activities and sports, and trying to eat healthy throughout the day. It helps.
Do you have any sort of pregame rituals that you like to do?
I like to listen to my favorite music that, like, gets me pumped up. And I always will go to a teammate's house as a team and hang out and have a healthy meal before the game just for bonding.
Awesome. So kind of going away from the volleyball and sports side of things now, not a whole lot of free time to be had as a student athlete most of the time, but when you do get some, what do you kind of like to do when you just have some time to yourself?
I like to spend time with my friends and family, like go to the movies or just hang out at someone's house. We like to watch football games a lot on Saturdays. And, yeah.
So more of a college football fan then?
Yeah.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Cyclones.
Okay, I'll accept that. Well, Kayla, that's about all I've got for you in terms of questions. Any other thoughts from you on kind of how the season's going into next week?
Just we're keeping our heads up high, and we'll try to get the next one and keep moving forward.
For sure. Well, Kayla, thanks so much again for coming on, and best of luck to you next week.
Thank you.
That was Kayla Edwards of the Winfield Mount Union volleyball team. This interview was presented to you by... That was Kayla Edwards of the Winfield Mount Union volleyball team. This interview was presented to you by Hagee Insurance. Back with more on the PM Sports page next.